This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, darling, this is Jaja. What is this I hear people calling you and spreading a rumor about me that I'm not a good housekeeper? Absolutely not true. Darling, after every one of my divorces, I always keep the house.
That's funny. That was written by my mom. And I thought of her with the passing of the Queen, age 96. Mom was almost 95, died 3 years ago. And if we have time in the third segment, I got a little two-minute story about the Queen that I recorded. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today, we're taking a trip almost to Canada. Puget Island, state of Washington. Puget Sound, rather. Whidbey Island. If Stewie was here. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, we're going to look at inventory today, about 2 months ago, compared to 2 months ago. And then sales, going back to year to date sales, going back to 2010. And then days on market. How quickly is the market moving? And if we have time, I presume we'll have a third segment solo. The guest will only be in the second segment. And there's a text from Jeff in Redlands. He's in. Nobody cares, as Brian Richards would say. So you might be able to win a gift certificate to Tudbury's, and you'd have to know the reference there. Okay. And the big yellow house is for sale. If you have $8,250,000, you can buy the big yellow house. You can reopen it. 36th week of the year, 2022. Okay, so inventory has been the story. 159 listings to look at, which is extraordinarily low. On this same week, in 2010, we had 647 listings to look at. Most of the years, you're in the 400s. Did have the 300s for 3 years, 2013, 2014, 2015. But 159, last year, it was 133. We actually doing a little bit better, but both these numbers are just, they're off the charts. We have a chart, it's not on the chart. Now, the inventory, 159 listings to look at. 7 weeks ago, we had 174. So in looking back to 2009, 14 years, generally, 8 of the 14 years, the inventory goes down from week 29, or at the end, third week of July, to the 36th week. Inventory generally has gone down 8 of the 14 years. 2 years, it was about the same. So 4 years, the inventory went up. But not this year. 159 listings. 7 weeks ago, 174. And you got to go back to 2018. We had 455 listings. Now just listen, 455 listings to look at on the 36th week of the year, 2018. Today, 159. And it actually went up in 2018. It was 439 earlier. It went up in 2016 a little bit, from 440 to 452, and 2015 went up a little bit, 333 to 343. And 2013 went up from 340 to 368. That's kind of maybe the biggest jump. But generally, 10 of the 14 years either went down or equal to. So it's a little unusual to see it go up. Number of sales, year-to-date, single-family homes through the 36th week of the year 2022 for the week ending September 9th, 2022, 676 sales. Going back 15 years, you have to go back the most recent year where we had sales as low as 676 for the first 36 weeks of the year. You have to go back to 2011, when it was 655. 2010, 638. Those were the doldrum years. course, in 2012, it jumped up to 880, and in 2013, it jumped up to 906. Towering number of sales in 2013. People woke up when the median price was $949,000. It jumped from the previous year, $800,000. So people in 2013 jumped. 2012, they started, of course. But 2011, 2010, 655, 638. 2009, 559. 2008, 569. These are the number of single-family sales for the first 36 weeks of the year, comparing it to this year's 676. So out of those 15 years, we're higher than four of the years, but those years were the doldrum years. And of course, the median sales price this year is almost $2,280,000. And back then, it was half, more than half of that. So 2013 was the high year, 906. We jumped up in 27 to 806. And then the next few years, they were in the 700 range, number of sales for the first 36 weeks, except for 2021's astronomical leap, the unicorn year, 1,005 sales for the first 36 weeks, and now plummeting to this year's 676. But last year's median price year to date, $1,995,000. This year, $2,278,000, just under $2,280,000. So that's the number of sales. What about the days on market? Well, the first 36 weeks, the median days on market that a property sits is 9. So half of the 676 sales were on the market 9 days or fewer. Last year, you know what the median days on market was this time? Take a guess.
12.
9.
No.
9 again. Year before that, 22, 26, going back, 19. 29, 30, so still relatively low, but 9 is, 9 is a lot lower than 30. It actually was lower in 2015, 19, 18, 15 going back. So, but what about the average? Now, the 9 tells you an exact number. Whatever half of 676 is, that number was on the market for 9 days or less, and all those below were 9 days or fewer. The average just throws it all in. The average this year, 26, which looking back to 2013, the lowest. Even last year it was 42. In 2020 it was 80. 2019, 76. 2018, 67. 2017 back to 80. And then going back in time, 2016, it was 69, 50, 52, 51. So really kind of consistent, clustered in that time frame. But boy, those years, 2013, 14, and 15, that's when the sales started to really kick in. Well, even 2012, they really started to kick in from the doldrum years where we had fewer sales than even this year. Okay, so now you have inventory, number of sales, and days on market. There will be a quiz at the end of the program. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to take a virtual tour to Puget Sound off the state of Washington, right near Canada, and we're going to talk to a realtor from Whidbey Island.